Good morning, Anchor. This is Angela Hubs. How are you this morning? It is beautiful. Now, I always say that, and part of that is setting a mindset for myself that no matter what it is that I'm looking at, it is beautiful outside. In fact, I'm sitting outside. I'm in Florida right now at this moment, and tomorrow I'll be in the Bahamas, or on my way to the Bahamas. I'm doing an event in the Bahamas, so that will kind of be fun and exhausting and great. You know, where else should you work hard than the Bahamas, right? Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great start to your Tuesday. During my challenge, Tuesday was all about taking back your morning, and I thought about that this morning as I hit snooze more than once. Some days it's just harder to get going. And before I started this anchor cast, I saw some of the topics floating by. And I think one of the things that I actually want to hit on this morning is about motivation versus action. This is really important as a concept if you ever want to have the life that you want. And it goes right along with taking back your morning. I went to bed really late last night. One of my friends here at the house had to show me a Frontline episode about what's happening in Myanmar. And it's so sad. It's so sad. I didn't know that was going on over there. But it's just heartbreaking the way other people are willing to treat people. And so that was kind of what I was left with as I went to bed. And it did not make me want to get up in the morning. It did not make me want to jump out of bed and attack my day, especially knowing that that kind of evil exists. One of the things that we talk about here on Up Your Life is really stepping into the life that you want. It is so easy to say when you're motivated. It's easy when you feel like it. It's easy when all the pieces fall into the right spot. But it's those times when it's not easy that it's the most important that you actually follow what it is that you need to do in order to have the life that you want. Motivation is great, but the secret to having everything you want is in action. I talked about this actually after the sales training that I did this weekend. One of the life lessons that I learned from the sales training that I did was I am a child. This was something the instructor wrote, the leader of the sales training wrote on a slide and had in front of us, and all of us giggled in the room. And he's like, no, it's true. All of you are children. And then he went to describe how children want what they want when they want it, regardless of what it takes to actually have what it is. That's how children are. We want it, and when we don't have it, we throw a temper tantrum. We want it no matter what. Adults, on the other hand, are willing to work for it. Adults do what they need to do when they need to do it, regardless of how they feel about it. Children are run by their feelings. And adults are run by their word. What are you saying that you actually want? And that's a great reminder for stepping into your best self. Your best self is never going to be in your feelings. I promise. You know, I always go back to the analogy of doing an Ironman. I was so determined to cross that finish line that no matter how I felt, I was going to do it. By mile 13 during the Ironman Muskoka, it's a 2-lap run. That means by the time you get to the finish line the first time, you still have to go do the run again. So you can hear the finish line. You can see you couldn't really see it. They did a great job of like blocking it off, but you definitely could hear it. And you had to turn around and go and run another 13 miles. And that took a lot. Because by 13 miles, it's already a long way to run. for the record. That's already crazy. So to do that twice, oof. So I only say that to say we all have a finish line. We all have a destination that we're aiming for, whether that's a six-figure business, a loving relationship, spiritual oneness, that hot body, whatever it is for you, even if it's just being healthy and being able to play with the grandkids or, you know, being happy who you are, that's a finish line that we all have, is being fulfilled in this life that we've been given. And to do that, you have to have a different relationship to your feelings and a bigger relationship to your word. If you follow your word, I guarantee with everything that I am, you will have the life that you want. Go get that life that you want. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.